A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on Stranger Things, which is on at the Phoenix Theatre, part of the ATG Group, near Tottenham Court Road Station. It's on until February 2025. I highlight the show and the visual aspects of the production, touch tour, audio describe performance and venue access. Netflix Stranger Things, created by the Duffer Brothers, who revealed its fourth season in 2023, has become a cult sensation and is loved by audiences globally for its brilliant portrayal of fantasy and supernatural drama, plus its development of strong characters and telling a compelling story. The stage show came about from an idea from director Stephen Daldry and producer Sonia Friedman, who thought it would make an excellent theatrical experience, and they're not wrong. So the creative team behind the show were heavily involved in crafting a story and finding a way to link it heavily into the TV show. The synopsis for the show states, "Witness the story of young Jim, Bob, and Joyce as they navigate the regular worries of a small town in 1959. But when newcomer Henry Creel and his family try to start anew, they find that the shadows of the past are not so easily left behind." The stage production very much acts as a bridge between seasons 4 and season 5, which will be out in 2025, and works well as both a prequel and companion piece, as it does a great job of providing much-needed background and information about the main protagonist and fleshes out some of the flashback sequences seen in Season 4. It's actually a very good introduction to the show for people who are unfamiliar with Stranger Things. It's perhaps one of the most visual stage experiences I've ever had the honour of experiencing, and certainly an ambitious one, with its use of clever swing sets, state-of-the-art lighting design, innovative choreography, video production, visual effects and prosthetics, not to mention multiple characters, and lots of comings and goings and different environments. There was a touch tour on Sunday, the 18th of August, at 10 past 1, before the performance at 3 p.m. This was a glorious affair, and much appreciated after the absence of one during the last audio described performance in March, and lasted for around 35 minutes. There were 17 participants, including companions and guide dogs, who gathered in the foyer and were afforded the opportunity to go on stage and explore every aspect of the production that was led by vocalized describers Willie Elliott and Miranda Yates, stage management and the front of house team. Members of the cast joined us on the tour, including Christopher Buckley as Bob Newby, Lewis McCartney as Henry Creel, and Patrick Vale as Dr. Brenner. They discussed the characters and costume and delivered a line of dialogue. They stayed on stage throughout the touch tour, interacting and answering questions as the participants explored the stage, set pieces and costumes. That included Bob's mobile radio studio on a wheeled table with console, mixer, microphone and various props for making sounds like a kazoo and bicycle horn. Other sets available to explore were the white tile box style cell that appears in part 2 and the stage playset, and various costumes that appear throughout. The touch tour was a joyous experience and cram-packed with important information and sensory elements, helping those in attendance navigate their way through the show by providing a clearer sense of clarity and understanding. And together with the audio introduction and the show description from William Miranda, highlighted all of the drama and action unfolding on stage, including key visual elements in an informative and engaging manner through the Sennheiser in-ear headsets provided by the front of house team, and worked efficiently throughout. There's an audio introduction on the vocalise.co.uk website for anyone wishing to experience the show in the meantime, which will at least paint a picture of the sets, props, costumes and characters. As you take your seats, the stage is hidden by a black curtain with the words "The Philadelphia Experiment" in white across the centre. As the performance begins, this disappears and the audience is thrown into a thrilling set piece on a naval submarine that is realised brilliantly with the ship interior and exteriors, and a wonderful submarine on fire in the ocean sequence, realised with part projection, actors on stage and in the auditorium, against physical set pieces. This takes us into a title sequence on a large front screen with the theme from the show that alone sends tingles down the spine. Some of the other sets and sequences include interiors of a school and house in the town of Hawkins, Bob's radio desk console on a spinning circular revolve, a white-tiled self-contained room cell with table and chairs, and a wooden panelled attic with jars filled with spiders. Stranger Things: The First Shadow is a fantastical experience that pulls you in right from the opening minutes and keeps you mesmerized until the very end. At just over 3 hours long, including a 20-minute interval, this spellbinding adventure never outstays its welcome and has you leaving the theater wanting to dig out episodes of the TV series. That's if this genre is your cup of tea. The Phoenix Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, is committed to making your experience equal for all, and they do all they can to help in any way they can. They have trained front-of-house staff who will assist you to get the best from your visit to the venue. So if you have a question, always ask, and please do feedback if anything ever goes wrong. There is step-free access from the front of the building on Charing Cross Road. Guide dogs are welcome with you in the auditorium or can be looked after by theatre staff. Disabled toilets are available. To book tickets or for access information, you can call the assisted booking line on 0333 009 5399. Or Google the Phoenix Theatre. There's an audio introduction on the vocalise.co.uk website for anyone wishing to experience the show in the meantime, which will at least paint a picture of the sets, props, costumes and characters. As the show is running till at least 2025, there's a good chance there will be a further audio described performance scheduled in due course. To find out when and what else is showing around London and the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk for cinema accessible screenings uk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.